Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we on this motherfucker. We ain't got one caller so far, but we on here. We finna start it. The aftermath from last night at the House of Hook. Y'all call on in and get in there. I would do somebody get on in. Damn, anybody call in yet? Let's get in there. First man got it. How you got in there so damn quick? We just waiting for everybody to get on here. Taking them a minute to get on in here. Get them on in here. I think Boss Bynum got a lot of shit he want to talk about. They play some music since they ain't got on this motherfucker yet. Goddamn, we're taking these motherfuckers so long to get in there.
She said, run, run, as fast as you can. You know I'm broke, ain't got no man. But I need that 40 in my hand. And I ain't gonna call you back again. It's finally Monday morning. Guess what? I think the girl done got broke again. Disappear Friday, but Monday she calling again. Cause I'ma run and live $40 so I can get it in. That girl like a party hard on the weekend, but come Monday she my best friend. I'ma run and live broken Friday so I can get it in. That girl like to disappear on the weekend, but Monday she be calling again. I don't get no calls on Friday.
We finna get these motherfuckers on there. They're on the back line raising hell like a motherfucker. Let me see. That 219, that leaking? That damn leaking, I think. That 219, that leaking. Think that damn leaking?
Yeah.
219. Yeah. Goddamn right. Five times! Here, leaking.
Five times! Where you at?
All right. Yeah, I called Wednesday. I told y'all I'd be on in a minute. He goes, I'm on you on already. Yeah, I'm on, motherfucker. Come on in here, y'all.
Hey,
come on in here. That one button.
How about, dog, how about that motherfucker going to just say, God damn it, it really dog say he's going to have a show. Like he ain't here.
Yeah. I just told my car Wednesday. This motherfucker, did I tell y'all, since there was so many motherfuckers trying to get on this morning, let's go do a blog talk show and let all them bitches get on.
Yeah.
Everybody, you on Wednesday, y'all on? Get in there, baby. Get in there. What ball's that? Somebody get ball back on it. Ball's on the goddamn roll, man. Goddamn, ball's on the goddamn roll, man. Ball's on the goddamn roll, man.
Man, Boss ain't doing nothing but backing up, man. That's all he's doing.
He could have
had his car there last night and run for the king of the track or the king of Burke County.
He probably
so,
Jamie
got the king of the track, and
yeah,
I'm the king of Burke County.
You got a point. Wheelchair, hit the one button so y'all can go to the top. Wheelchair, hit the one button.
He's on there talking about what I did. He ain't on there talking about what he should have did. Trying to count my pocket.
Oh, shit. What boss there, man? Get boss on there, man.
Hold on, man.
He didn't win no money.
Period.
So, Andy, you say you the king of the whole fucking county. Jamie just the king of the
county. Yeah, the king of the county. Right, he's just the king of the chart. I mean, he's king of Carolina. Don't get me wrong, but I'm the king of Burke County.
Hey, Mike,
that's where it all migrates from.
Tell him to hit the one button.
Yeah, hit the one button, wheelchair, so you can come to the top. Anyway, hit the one button so you can come to the top, too. I see y'all, but hit the one button. Because if this thing full up, I can't find y'all.
I got both on the phone.
Hit the one button
and let it go to the top. This is Jane on the phone.
Right.
Huh? Oh, shit.
Yeah, we got
336-6678, you on. You open. Oh, shit. And
the
Mac on the phone. And they on the phone. And they on the phone.
I know, Andrew. Is Jamie on the phone too? Yeah, I tried to burn him down, man.
Uh-oh.
Ain't no trial.
Hey, Boss. You in school, Boss. What 2 plus 2, Boss?
5. Teacher told me I was goddamn wrong. He crazy me, though.
Hey, that's why he's
saying
he's
straight in
there. Dog, because he don't know
T-Mac.
How to count money.
T-Mac, did you see the video last night from the race?
Uh-oh. Oh, shit. Uh-oh. Ball finished talking shit.
T-Mac,
where you at, T-Mac? They trying to get somebody. I think they're getting somebody else on. Ball. Everybody's trying to get everybody else on.
What about Danny Boy?
I think they're trying to get all of them on, bro.
Shake when you hit brakes in the front.
Tony, the thing about it is, we both cranked up at the same time, so it really doesn't matter. Who run longer than the other?
Andy, you cut off your truck. And his shit was still running. Don't get here telling us about you damn. Y'all caught up the same time. Your truck was cooling down. They had to push your truck. You went there, man. Your truck went damn into a 370, man.
You cut your truck off. It ain't got no fan on it. It ain't got no water in it, Tony. So how was my shit?
Andy, you going to tell everybody on this show that a car crunk up the car crunk up ain't going to run out than the one that ain't cut.
Tony, so you mean to tell me Ghostbusters ain't got a fucking issue with
Tony?
He can't cut his off
too? Yeah, he got an issue with it. Jamie got a lot of issues with you. You know why I want to make sure you're on the phone to confirm this shit. Got a lot of issues with you, buddy.
Okay. Well,
hey, whoever doing the break, man, put your phone on you.
Jamie got a lot of issues. Jamie said you tried to burn it down. Jamie said you knew you were broken,
man.
But you did. You still made him
wait.
Put a
deposit up, Tony. I'm
going to
see how many issues Jamie's got.
Yeah. Whoever doing the break, man, put him on mute, please.
Yeah, Tony.
This man, Jamie got an issue with him. This motherfucker, I told you, we don't mean Jamie talked after the race last night, dog. I said, Jamie, Andy Mack knew he couldn't make the trip. He knew he wasn't going to make the race. Why ain't he just told you to go head on?
Yeah, you're right, Tony. I was fucked up, man. I don't like the time running hot, man. You know I was running hot. He could have told me to go head on.
Tony, the thing about it is, Tony, you got 2 minutes. Hey, Tony, you got 2 minutes. You can do it.
You knew you was broke, and you should have told that man to go ahead on. You knew you was broke. You weren't going to make the trip. Why didn't you just tell the man to go ahead on? But got him sitting over there to run his goddamn car up to 300 goddamn degrees. That's fucked up.
Tony. Tony, where was your car at last night, Tony?
I was racing last night, and you went there?
You ain't got a car.
I was making
plans
last night.
Who did you race last night, Tony? Tony, who'd you race last night, Tony? I won money against you. Yeah, right. What the motherfucker did last night?
Man, he gave me 2-1 odds, Andy. Why you think I was jumping up because Jamie won? Look at the video.
Tony, who gave you two odds, Tony? Muhammad?
You want me to call him?
I guess his last name was Ali, too. Muhammad Ali.
No, Muhammad from Buck County. You know him from Buck County? That's your homeboy from Buck County. You know him?
Tony, let me ask you a question. Who's the king of Burke County? Just answer that question.
Last night was key to the track. That wasn't no Burke County race last night, Andy.
No. Anytime.
That was not a
Burke
County race. That was a goddamn King of Detroit race. That wasn't no Burke County race.
Hold on, Tony. I'm still the king from the last time I beat Candy Crusher. How about that?
Let me ask you, you had to pay the punk out money.
How about that?
I tell you what. Let me ask my old buddy, dog.
And go to work.
Dog.
In your opinion, dog,
if Candy Crusher win the red, like, who'd have won that race against Bob Holland and Candy Rush?
Candy Crusher.
All right, then. Andy Mac, you got exposed last night, Andy Mac. You ain't fast as everybody thought you were. That's all that is.
Okay.
What you need to be, whoever sold you that goddamn transmission, sold you that engine, you need to be that sharp.
Tony, Jamie, I'm going to confirm all this shit. You think Jamie down with that bullshit you did last night? I can't wait to see him get on the phone. Tony, you need to get you some money together.
Man, dog, I can't feel sorry for him last night. You know, Jamie ain't like he lost his best friend. You know what Jamie told me, dog?
What did he say, boss?
Dog, you know what Jamie told me?
What did he say, boss?
He said, Tony, man, me and you get into it all the time, man. I'm going to tell you one thing happened tonight, though. You know, we was having problems. I had made two shakedowns.
Tony,
hold up, Andy.
Hey, that's bullshit you talking is irrelevant.
How do you know? Jamie, hit the one button. I need Jamie to hit it. And if it's wrong, if it's a goddamn lie, when I hear something, I always confirm. Now, Jamie, I'm going to ask you a question.
Jamie, hold up, let me talk, Jamie. I'm going to have to be in about 10 minutes. I got one question. Jamie, I got one question. Tony, you got to do say yes or no. Are you yes or no? Because you can't hold the call. I understand that, Jamie.
Jamie, in your opinion, that man knew he was broke. I told you he was broke. Then again, did I tell you he was broke?
Well, yeah, I mean, you were.
Yeah, I'm breaking through your windshield, Jamie. Okay,
yeah, I mean,
that man still made you wait up there and try to run you hot, man. That's all to it. He tried to run you hot. You know damn well he couldn't even make the trip. He knew it was broke.
Go ahead.
Jamie, I talk for him too. And dog, listen to this, dog.
Jamie knew it. Jamie Carr was running all right last night. He was having problems. Guess what? He told that motherfucker and the man, hey, man, let's go ahead and split the pot. And the man said, kiss my ass. I'm not splitting a goddamn thing. Now, Stone, is that fucked up or not? Dog, you know that they're supposed to be teammates. You know, Jamie, now everybody saw Jamie Caldwell doing right. So Jamie said, hey, Andy, man, let's go ahead and split the shit 50-50, man. Jamie, that dirty motherfucker, Andy, man, told that motherfucker, hell, fuck, no, he ain't saying a goddamn thing.
Being dirty,
being dirty come back to bite you in your ass. Me and dog always preach to y'all, if a bitch want to split, it's goddamn better to split. Right, dog?
Yeah, boss.
It's a right,
yeah,
dog.
Tony,
yeah,
Tony,
you right,
it ain't always
yo,
about
oh, Andy Mack,
it ain't
Andy
always
Mack, when Andy, when, well, look here. When Andy asked you, when Jamie asked you to split, see, you would have
well,
got five.
Hey, well,
you
call,
got five.
Well, call Tim and see if Tim will let you borrow some money to get your car fixed then, Tony.
Oh,
yeah,
no,
Andy,
that's
I'm saying, dog, how in the hell Andy Mack supposed to be, you know, like Jamie, love Jamie so much, but we need to split the fucking pot last night. Explain that now, dog, for me.
I ain't got nothing to do with that, Tony. I wasn't there.
You really got something to do with that's your truck, man. That's your truck.
Tony, do you want to? Tony, my question
that was
is,
dead
do
as
you,
you
wouldn't
split that goddamn pot. Hey,
Tony,
don't think Jamie
Tony,
Cowboy
do you,
don't forget about
Tony,
that now.
I don't give
don't
a fuck.
Don't think
Jamie
Cowboy don't forget about that now.
Tony,
don't think
Jamie
forget about that. And then, on top of that. On top of that, Jamie
do
also
you want,
told me
you
were supposed to have 275s on your goddamn truck. You can't even
no,
split that thing.
No, goddamn lie. Hey, what,
you were supposed to have 275s
no,
on that goddamn truck.
No,
you came with 315. See that shit? Being dead
well,
like
hey,
you
I
said,
next
yeah, she can bite
you
your
down
ass.
To check what size tire I got.
God don't like ugly. God don't
head.
Like ugly. Hey, Jamie, hey, dog. Hey, dog. Call Cowboy if y'all think I'm lying. Call Cowboy right now. I'm not bullshitting. You supposed to be a friend of the family and shit. They say split the damn pot. You say, hell no, I ain't spending a goddamn thing with y'all. I'm telling the truth, dog. I'm telling the truth. And I went home, man, when Cowboy told me before the race that the mother wouldn't split the pot with us. Y'all, Tony, shit, I went on there cheering for Jamie. I don't like that shit, dog. I doubt that my conscience won't let me live like that. You done told him, man. You done told him, man, y'all partners. Y'all on the same fucking bugger you out for blood. You trying to and you know it. I can tell Jamie right now. Jamie know if that was me or dog, we would have said, oh, yeah, we'll split it. But then, no, that greedy-ass goddamn man in the back, he ain't spending a goddamn thing. Now, what happened to him, dog? What happened to him, Leon?
He got fucked up.
All right, dude. God don't like ugly.
He had his back broke last night.
God don't like ugly. Jimmy be out there lining you up and shit. You out there racing. Jimmy be out there in front lining you up, taking a chance of you running over his ass. And you lining you up. And then he come and want you to split the damn pot because his car wasn't running right. And you tell him up like, hell, fuck no. That's fucked up, man. You ain't feeling sure going down with that bullshit. Watch what I tell y'all. Y'all just cutthroat, man. I'm going to stop calling y'all bipolar and call you cutthroat.
We're going to start calling you, not fucking racing. Now, dog, you got to straighten this right now.
I want you to believe your own ears. Then last week, I told y'all, if Andy Mack make five passes, he's going to make two out of them three. No matter three, he's going to fuck up. Now, did he do it last night?
He made the pass in Macon. He made the first shakedown.
Then he made the pass get Candy Crushing, and guess what? Bipolar step in and fuck up out of it. Fuck up. Fucking sky. They got that truck bipolar, man. And they'll never be considered.
Yeah,
they've been doing this all their life.
Both
sides
your ass up,
Ball.
Come on.
I told you that on the morning show.
He just keeps saying the same shit over and over. He ain't saying nothing.
You're right about that.
Your Honor, I want to call Andy Mack to the stand, please,
hey,
sir.
Tony,
with a dog. Mr. Honor, I want to call Andy Mack to the show, to the stand.
Tony, you ain't worth a shit in court.
Andy Mack, please take the stand. Okay, my first question is this. Why didn't you split the pot with your teammate?
Uh-oh. Oh, shit. Hello?
Hello?
The show go off?
Do it,
Don't think Jamie and Cowboy are gonna forget about that ending. Cause you could have split the pot. I don't care how. If me and Jamie last night would have been in the finals, Jamie would come and tell me my car running around, let's split the pot. I'd say, yeah, man, split it, man. Fuck it. I just out here for the fun. I would have told Jamie that, and Jamie know I would have told him that. But no, with your greedy ass, your nasty greedy ass, you're going to tell your fucking teammate, hell, fuck, no. I ain't spending a goddamn thing.
Lord.
See, that greedy shit get you fucked up, dog. That
Lord.
Greedy shit will get you fucked up.
I bet Jamie told Jamie that. Hold on, Tony. I'm trying to answer the fucking question, Tony. Call Tim right now and ask him if we fucking split the pot and see what he says. You motherfucker. Call him.
My.
But Andy, I ain't got to call nobody. I ain't got to call nobody about your truck. I'm calling you about your truck. I ain't got to call nobody about your truck.
Dog. Call Tim right now and ask him did I split the pot with him. And ask him what
Who that's
him? The crown and the fucking trophy. Call him right now, dog.
Okay, let's call Tim. Okay, if you split the pot, I owe you an apology. Let's call Tim right now.
No,
I know what Jamie told me.
Money.
I know what Jamie told me you didn't goddamn split.
Hey, matter of fact, Tony, lock $100
in,
I split with
him. I know what Jamie told me, and Jamie on the goddamn phone.
Jamie don't own the fucking car, you stupid motherfucker.
Lord, but still, though, why you didn't tell Jamie? Don't come with that fake shit talking about you split the next day. You know Jamie asked you to split before y'all raised.
Call Tim.
Yeah, I don't believe that dumb shit talking about you and Tim
call
got going
Tim.
On.
Call Tim and ask him, do we split the
pot? Man, you already done text Tim while we on the phone, told him to tell everybody y'all split the pot. Everybody's stupid.
Oh, man, not behind the back door.
You did. Don't you think Jamie would know if they split the pot, dog?
Hold on. Hey, Jamie don't even take no money from the car when he wins, man. He gives it all to Tim.
Hello.
That ain't the question was asked. Don't you know Jamie would have known if y'all split the pot?
The question was asked why I didn't split the money, you stupid motherfucker. I did split the money.
Yeah. Well, why you told Jamie them no then last night?
Hey,
why you told Jamie them no last night?
Dog, can you get Tim on the phone? You're
going
to be one side
of
two, Willie.
Why?
Well,
don't y'all put me in this shit. If somebody want to get Tim on, y'all get Tim on. I ain't calling this man. Nobody on the show of it.
They're calling him by that man on the damn dog on the damn show. You know damn well Jamie would know if you split the damn pot. Okay, why was you supposed to come on 275 if you came at 315?
Hold on.
I got to show up because it was 100 people trying to goddamn get on the back lines and everything.
Yeah.
They on the phone now. Now you got walk off.
See, everybody
can hear everything now.
Everybody don't know the behind scenes is going on at the damn track. All this shit, that cutthroat shit, boy, he split the fucking pot. Everybody know that shit be going on. Man, Jamie, I felt sorry for Jamie last night, man. Come on, that motherfucker didn't even want to split.
Lord have mercy.
I say, you're right, Jamie, that dirty motherfucker. He supposed to know he's supposed to split. That's why I bet gets his ass. Motherfucker. All them 2-1 bets, I took them. Yes, I took them. When I saw Jamie go out of that goddamn tile, like to jump up and do the boogaloo flip.
My.
2-1. No, you done made kid day. Kid was sitting around doing not a motherfucking thing, goddamn.
Well, I had 47 phone calls.
I know for a fact.
Hey, Tim's on the phone. Ask Tim the questions you just asked me, Tony. Ask him the question.
Tim.
Oh, shit.
Tim.
Yo.
Tim.
Hey, I'm here.
Do you think Anya Tyler intentionally run you hot last night?
No.
Huh?
Oh, man.
You finna fuck it. You finna fuck your case up, bro.
No, no, no. I ain't shoot, though. I ain't that question lead up to a nut. Huh?
Is it,
I ain't hear you, Tim.
He didn't leave me. It didn't get hot. So why did you say? So I did the exact same thing.
Why'd you tell me I tried to run your heart, and then Annie tried to run your heart?
Hold on, Tony.
You asked me why
this
is the man.
You're the one calling the witness. Not the prosecution. Hold on, man. You're going to say you object, okay?
You're going to say you object, but you ain't, your jet is overruled. Now, Ed Tim, look here. I did the exact same thing that Annie
made. Hey,
Tim.
Tim, I did the exact same thing that Andy Mack did,
but I tried to run your heart, but Andy, how Andy Mack can tell you run your heart? That man cut off his car, Tim, this you. He cut it off and let's set there. You still was running.
He was having trouble.
Oh, man.
Huh?
He didn't leave me out there. He had two minutes. I'm just saying, don't you think?
But, Tim, don't you think you know if your car broke, you can curse it, tell the other man to go ahead on through?
He got two minutes to fix it, Tony.
Once you cross that thing and burn in, the 2 minutes don't apply. That applies behind there when you can't crank up or something.
Okay. All right, well, dog.
Hold up, Andy. Let me talk to Tim. You brought him to the stand. Tim, being that y'all teammates, right?
Let me ask you the question, Tim. Tim, did I steal the money? You can't get cash to your witness.
When I was going to the track yesterday, I was stuck on 20 in a traffic, and Andy passed me the other way. He called. We were talking, and I asked him. I said, "If we get to the finals, can we do something?" He said, "Yeah." So we could split the money in the final. And that was even before I made it to the racetrack.
Thank you.
Okay, fine. I'm very straight now. I guess Jamie just didn't know.
Tony, I apologize, but I'm only going by what Jamie told me.
Okay, Tim, I actually one more question before you go, Tim.
I'm here.
Your car was running hot last night, was?
No, it didn't.
Jamie said y'all had no radios or something, and you were getting a little warm up there waiting on, and you know, I don't know.
Oh, I mean, we don't, man. Not the 220.
It didn't get that hot. About 195 is how it got.
All right, so Tony, let me ask you a question now, since you got that. You off the fucking stand.
Where did it say I had to be on 275? Please mute your phone if you ain't talking, please. To answer that question,
I want to bring my witness here to answer that question. Can you get Cowboy on the phone?
Oh, man.
Cowboy, tell me to call in. I ain't calling nobody. I got to show up. Y'all can make the phone calls today. I ain't calling nobody to show up. Cowboy was saying, call Cowboy, tell me to call in. You know the number. Oh, man. Not Cowboy. Hostile witness.
He's
as fucked up all high. Andy Magnum got 315. All everybody supposed to be on 275.
Oh, shit.
You're cheap. Get him on there. Damn it, Andy.
Lord have mercy. Your Honor, we got a hostile witness.
Your hostile witness?
And what they do, go on deliberations?
Hey, can I get Cowboy on the phone?
Yeah, I'm on there.
No, I'm talking about Cowboy.
Somebody call Cowboy and tell him to call in and hit the one button. We get all of them on here. I mean, I ain't gonna call nobody. I got to show up today. I got to show up so everybody can hear today. Everybody be want to know about the morning show. This is the morning show. This is the morning show show. This is the morning show blog talk show. I ain't calling no motherfucker about it before. Hey, if you got somebody on your line that don't know how to do this shit, tell them to mute their phone or something, man, please. That's all. I ain't even cussing somebody out today. Tell them to please mute the phone. God damn.
Cowboy said, dog, they staked the dick and still lost the goddamn game. We pulled out 315 on last night. We pulled out 275. Here.
Somebody call Cowboy and tell him to get on the show.
Leon,
I ain't calling nobody. This is the morning show. The morning show supposed to be. This is the morning show. We just doing it on the blog talk show this morning. Cause Wheelchair sent me a jingling. He made my PayPal jingle. Told me that he wanted everybody to get this shit.
Paralyzed morning show.
Paralyzed morning show. PayPal jingle.
You can say that shit now. We just can't say it on Facebook. What you call it? The crucifying or the diet? What you call it, Legion?
That boss came up with that one. That's clear right
what
back,
you said, bro. We can say it on the show, Bob. We just can't post on Facebook. What you said this show is? The killing show,
okay, that murder. Andy Mack, man, he done not raced for 10 months, waiting on these two races he got in the last 3 weeks and lost both of them.
Oh, shit.
You might have been racing all year anyway.
You're very disrespectful, Boston.
And build your money up. I tell you what, I got a 158 power glider hand that you give a $4,000. You take that damn championship bike, and you put $25,000 in your pocket. Right now.
Not the helpful hint.
I thought he won a shootout. I thought Andy Mack had won a shootout last week or something.
Man, he tried to burn that man. He did that same trick, burnt that man down last week. Now, he tried to burn Jamie down last night, too.
Whit, you ain't seen the race last night, Whit.
Listen. Look here. If I'm lying now, bipolar burnt out, cut the car off at 3:30. They pushed it back all the way back from 3:30 back to the starting line. Let the car stay off. They checked the tire pressure and everything, then crumped back up. And all that there took Jamie. Jamie was running out, man. I said I was going to call him, but I called Cowboy.
But he got a doctor's appointment. He's in the doctor's office right now. He said he'll call in as soon as he get out of here.
Oh, man, not to him, Roy.
Okay.
No, he ain't got a hemorrhoid. I just offered the streets last night. He caught a rash.
Damn.
Hey, Whit. Tim said he caught Stoddard there for damn near 10 minutes and didn't run 190. You believe that?
Boss, you said straight you. Did you say straight you, boss?
Yeah.
Boss, he ain't got no radio,
yeah,
boss. He ain't got no radio.
Oh, that's right.
So you lying, boss.
Oh, man.
You don't buy 250, boss.
Yeah, ain't no 190. Now, no, Tim, Tim don't stand up for Andy. I'm saying that. They're brothers and friends. But guess what, Whit? Trying to hell your car do a bunny in, back up, clear your Nikes, you look up, they pushing your opponent back from the 330. You still running now. You put your car back from the 330, they push it back, crank it up, cut it off again, do the little bullshit like Phil Schuler was doing, crank back up, clean
that
out again.
Down.
How
down.
In the hell your Tim game of 195? I need that kind of rating he got. Oh, I forgot.
Oh,
he
man.
Boss, tell everybody to check the air pressure, boss.
They cut the car with and check the air time on the pressure on the goddamn truck. Why Jamie said no, they're out. Now, do you believe in your boss opinion? Because you've been racing.
Boss, you lied, boss. Boss, you said spray you. Where was the tie gauge at, boss?
Oh, man.
I had to go to the trailer. They go to the trailer on the go-kart. Go-kart wouldn't play. They had to pull for the get-go. They had to go to the go-kart, in the trailer, get the game, car game, bring it back up there, take the time. Jamie, guess what? Over there, still island, cleaning up. Do you believe, and your opinion is being a true good racer, do you believe Tim Finkel is a 195 man?
call, man. Sound like some bullshit going
on. If y'all don't believe me, this man just said, though, man, he's calling him up to 195. This don't know Damon already told us he was 240.
Lord have mercy.
Now, Wick, who do you believe, Jamie, or you believe Tim?
I don't know, boss. Sounds like a conspiracy to me.
I'm worried about. Where you at, I'm worried about? I'm worried about.
Who do you believe? This man running. I don't know no race car could sit up there and run after you done did a bun out. After you done cleaned up. Put that notch through that goddamn motor. And you don't give a 195 standing island for goddamn 10 fucking minutes, man.
Oh, man, unless you got a NASCAR race car.
and the boot, you ain't got a rated in your goddamn car.
Come on, Bob. No water, Bob.
I want to know what the hell kind of water pump Ken running. What kind of water he use? He must be using water from Mars or something in this goddamn engine, but not to run hot all that long time.
That's miracle water.
Ain't no way. I've been running cars, racing cars for damn 30 years. I ain't never did a burn in. Bike up, cut my notches on. Put it through the motor, and sit there and sit there for 10 more minutes and don't get but 195. Now, who believe it?
You got to get one of the John Deere water pumps. Got to get a John Deere water pump.
Y'all know what? Hey, y'all know what? These shows have really taught me a lot in the last two seasons. I found out
about
Phil Shuler and Tim Huddleston. We are lot to a motherfucker.
Oh, man.
Tim told everybody on the show needs to be mad too, not me. This man told everybody on the show, Jamie burnt in his goddamn car.
Then he ran his motor.
Woo-wah! And Matt damn near halfway between 330 and the 64 and the 330. They pushing him back. Jamie still there running after he did the butt in, after he did the kinked out the motor. They push him back. I'm not lying, y'all. Look at the video, y'all believe me. They pushed him back.
Mm-mm.
Cut the truck off. Went and checked the tires on the damn truck. And Phil looked up at some suspicion or something. All right, they waited about 2 or 3 minutes on that. Oh, now he cranks back up. Turns the night.
Hold it, Bob. I got to stop it when you're lying now. What about he checked the oil, Bob?
Check on him. He looked over. He checked the oil goddamn vacuum pump oil. If anybody else, a Curtis driver, a Herbie, rushed to the goddamn tree. This mother still, man, he creeps to the goddamn tree. Danny's got to be on there, 290-300 right now. And that mother get up there and it look not hot, or Dora might say, shit it all on the goddamn track.
Boss, you tell the truth now. Now, boss, they say you're being one-sided because they said you didn't tell about what Philip did. You didn't say what Karen and Christian did. They said you were being one-sided.
Oh, man.
Well, yeah. Philip did it right. He know you running a faster car. You got to go at that tree. He went at the tree. Didn't catch it right. But if he would have caught it right, if he'd have been,
they said you ain't keeping it right, Bob. They said Andy Mack was in the water box and Philip already had nailed two bullets and went to the trash base, Bob. You ain't telling all this, Bob.
Yeah, you got a point. I saw that.
But guess what? At the end of the day, if Philip had the red light, he would have fucked Andy Mack up, in my opinion, what I saw.
Oh, shit. You got a good point.
Yeah, man, if he had the goddamn red, they would have fucked Andy Mack up.
Yeah.
Andy Mack walk around here, had me fooled too, like he a big bear. That motherfucker ain't shit. He won the first race off a technicality, and he has lost the last race called the truck bipolar. That truck ain't never going to make five passes in a row, period.
Oh, man.
Because his other, because the bipolar in him won't let him do it. The other side of the truck ain't going to let him make bypass over him.
Lord,
that's why they named the truck Bipolar. And you got to, whenever Andy Mack figured that he can get the top-notch driver, which is Scott, the best tune in the world, which is Phil, that truck don't listen to them. That truck don't listen to the motherfucker. That truck don't do what the fuck they want to do.
Not the Scott King.
That truck don't give a damn about Phil. That truck don't give a fuck about Phil tuning on it. It don't give a fuck about Scott driving it. That truck don't do what the fuck he want to do. That truck got a mind of his own. Bipolar.
Not the Christine Bipolar.
He don't got a mind of his own. Bipolar. That's why they named the truck Bipolar. Kay Lynn named it Bipolar. Because he told Andy Mack, Andy Mack, this goddamn truck don't know what the fuck he want to do. I'm going to name it Bipolar. Andy Mack said, okay, I'll name it Bipolar then. That's why they named it Bipolar. It's never going to make four passes in a row. Never. They never did since I've been looking at it for the last 20 years. He ain't never did four runs in a row. He did the same thing that ain't done race. Made a hell of a pass Friday night. Come down race time what it did. Blow the fucking tires off. Both fucking times.
You got a point there, boss.
That's just what the truck. I'm not lying, y'all. This is what that truck do. I'm not lying. I'm not lying at all.
My.
The would have weighed just a split second, a split millimeter. When the red light, that truck don't get gapped, man.
Could have walked down them.
Y'all don't believe me, ask anybody else that was there. Let's tell the truth. All right. Is anybody one button working?
Yeah,
I
want to
know.
You gonna shut them down, bro.
I want to know who all on this goddamn phone say that Ghostbusters didn't get but 195 last night. Anybody that believe that. Get the one button.
Oh,
somebody explain that to me. Why you believe that?
I'm going on
mute. Bobby, you forgot one more thing, Bobby. It was 65 degrees through that, Bobby. It wasn't cold now, bro.
Oh, man.
Hell, it wasn't cold. Hell, no, it wasn't cold. I ain't never walking around them T-shirts on. I don't believe why Tim is still. I used to tell them guys, man, I talk shit about them guys and everything, but they never going to lie to me. They ain't going to tell me a bold-faced lie in my face. Shit. I heard two bold-faced lies in the last goddamn two shows.
Not the bold-faced. Line.
Come on, 195. Well, if you don't know, Jamie, I would have told us the goddamn temperature was up around about 240.
Somebody lying, boss.
When your car up to 240 is not good to spray it, y'all. I'm telling you now.
We're working at the car. Get your phone.
Somebody lying, boss.
Instead of Andy Mack and Phil shooting them could have easily told James to go ahead on, man. We broke. Could have easily told him that.
You got a point, though.
I can't win. I'm going to put him up with a call.
I just got to tell you, boss. They told me to straighten it, boss. They said it was on about 295, bro.
Oh, man, not the 295. I thought that was a highway going on north.
Ain't no way in the hell. How in the hell you set your car running there for that long and you ain't got no fucking rated in the goddamn car and your car don't run no tips? Now, who do fuck that? My shit run hot like that. They got a radiator. Jamie, them ain't got no radiator. Dog, bad thing about it, Andy Mack knew that boy, the man had no radiator, man. Knew that man had no radiator.
Somebody hit the one button straight ball. Andy Mack didn't give up. Andy Mack gave up. He said, fuck ball. Andy Mack gave up.
Get up, man.
Somebody please scream. I want somebody to tell me they believe car was 195.
Hey, kid, now, Andy, stay down, because if you get up, boss, I have some more shit to put on you. Stay down, Andy. Stay down, Andy.
I got that old book. I got a book. I'm going to talk shit to me. See that dog? I told them 2 weeks ago. I told them. Y'all can say, y'all might say I put bad mouth on them or whatever you want to say. I told them when they picked that my goddamn car, my car wasted that oil on the Jackson. And Andy Mack, he got to sit up his food from laughing. I told him to call him as a motherfucker. I told him that. I told him that word. Now what happened? Come back and get his ass and ass in it. Laughing at my goddamn car tearing up. Guess what? I ain't had nothing but the oil filter. I ain't had to do a pay for $10 for oil filter. This man told me $30,000 transmission.
Damn.
Now who laughing now?
$30,000, bro?
I'm telling the truth.
I had two cars. It don't cost that much, bro.
Lord, how much?
I told him, man. I talk shit to everybody, but I don't laugh at a man calling to tell him I have a problem. I don't do that. I draw a line right there. And the Mac and Jerry Hall gonna post my shit on the goddamn Facebook. All the oil I spilled, they got machines cleaning it up. And Andy Mac, look, they dog. Remember I sent you that picture, right?
Yeah, you did, Bob.
Yo, remember that picture I sent you 5 o'clock? 5 o'clock in the fucking morning.
Right.
I said
right,
I want to send all the boys this picture.
Yeah,
I said I want to send all the boys this picture. I'm over laughing at a bitch cocktail. No, that shit gonna come right and came right back, dog, at the same track. The same motherfucking lane. And y'all don't blame the
Trump
for the goddamn
Netflix on this motherfucker. We got Netflix on this motherfucker. All the way from North Carolina on this motherfucker. Netflix on this motherfucker.
Oh, man, not Tony
Netflix.
Yeah.
Man, I'm
just
being honest. I'm glad that my car's in my oil filter.
When I was filter, my oil filter was going over the same lane. Hold on, Tony. What you say, Netflix?
I'm just being nosy.
Okay.
Did you listen?
No.
All on the morning show every day. Boss, you killing me right now. Now, Boss, they're going to find a way to get back at you.
Hey.
I forgot. It's going to be a hell of a time to get back at Boss.
Man, listen to me.
Come on, Boss.
I sent that picture they put up on my car to Dawg, Wheelchair, Mac, Tutu, Barbecue, 5 o'clock with my car. I couldn't fucking speak. This mother was laughing at me. I got to have a car called spilled oil on the damn track. Sure enough, 2 weeks later, more devastating shit happened to the same man that was laughing. His saying, $7,000 transmission tore up. In the
same
fucking lane.
Same shit, bro. Come on, Bob.
Same fucking lane. That's why I don't never have a man called tearing up now. Yeah, shit, karma's a motherfucker. Karma working overtime down here.
Come on, Bob.
Now I will be wrong. I'll be wrong to post a picture of his truck. I'll be wrong to post a picture of his truck at the track. They're pushing it back. I'll be wrong, dog.
I'm just listening, Bob.
I'll be wrong, but I'm not gonna do that because I'm too.
You said he's at the 330 and they had 40 motherfuckers helping him, Bob.
Boy, motherfucker, come out the woodwork. Yeah, you had Danny Vaughn over there. You had Scott over there. You had Phil Shule over there.
Oh, man.
They had them tail.
Bobby in the 43.
Where Andy Mack at? He over there. Yeah, Andy Mack already done checked this stuff in the hospital because he knew what the fuck going to happen. He knew damn well Trump was going to make no 5 passes in a row. He knew what the fuck going to happen. That's why Andy Mack didn't come. That's the reason that
come on, Bob. Come on, Bob.
Man, it's sad.
Damn.
It's sad. Damn it. I still don't believe they split. Another thing I don't like. I wish Chris Jones on the phone. Another thing I don't like is this. How the fuck you gonna call the other man? Hey man, we went to the finals, we gonna split. How the fuck y'all think Kenny Crutch didn't split?
Oh shit.
You heard him, dog. You heard what he said, right? They say, Andy, what's going on? Look here, when we get to the final, you want to just split? Okay. What the fuck? Hey,
oh,
Andy, can you get
that sounds like conspiracy.
See, I don't like, that's why I don't like that friendship thing, dog, in the grocery.
Hey,
friendship and grocery don't mix.
Come on, boss.
Hey, boss, I got a question. For you, boss.
Come on, Nick.
So you mean tell me, when you went up there and leaked a little oil, and he was all over your ass?
Laughing at me, man. But he told me he laughed so hard. I got it. I screenshot if y'all don't believe me. This man said he was laughing so hard he like to spit out his food. I got no screenshot. I ain't talking
the
book it up.
Lord,
how much?
Yeah.
I asked dog to send it to y'all. I sent it to dog this same screenshot.
Yeah.
5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
This man said he laughed so hard with my car tearing up, he like to spit his food up.
Damn.
Oh, Lord.
Word for word is what he said.
Well, boss, I looked at the race last night. I seen Jamie got up there, cleaned it out, stayed, and they pushed it back. And then they pushed back, and it cut off or something. They cut it off. Then it started back up. Then he got up there.
And Tim going to give him a lot of us on this morning show so he shit with number the 195 degrees. Can y'all believe that?
Oh, man. Not the 195.
He
said
he
didn't
see the
number
one, boss. It was really 295.
Oh, man.
It must be. So anyway, and everybody know when you run that goddamn magnet through that motor, rah-rah, rah-rah, shit, that temperature jump up 20 degrees right then.
Yeah, you're right about it. You're right about
it. And I thought they was going to tell Jamie to cut off, you know. Wait, they ain't tell them all. They had the courage to tell that man to cut off and so you can get no car. And Leon, they don't even have a radiator in the goddamn car, but you don't get but 195. Like, we going to be doing up, man.
Somebody lying, boss.
How these motherfuckers look at me and say I'm stupid? Look at Dog and everybody on the show saying we fucking stupid. How the fuck you? Your shit don't go for 195. You sitting there out done did your bunny in to run your nitrous through the fucking motor. You ain't got no goddamn radiator, and your shit ain't but 195.
Somebody lying, boss.
15 minutes on that line. Ain't no fucking way. I ain't want to call him a lot, you know, that he at work and stuff. Somebody got to be lying. I know that's a fuck. Oh, he got some goddamn dollars in a miracle water.
Oh, man.
All the water right here, you're going to get hot. You're going to be way hotter than 195 anyway.
Yeah, damn,
man, you got 195. It ain't really good, though.
Well, boss, I got a question. What if you got the water running through the chassis like, you know, NASCAR's? Damn.
Man, I don't know where you get. I don't care if you run through the chassis or where you got that bitch running from. You're going to get more than 195 as long as Dr. Davis on the line. You done did a burn-in. You done purge. You done cleaned your nitrous through the motor two or three times. And then you said I know Davis sat there at least 10, 12 minutes. Said at least 10, 12 minutes because they had to push the man truck back for number one. And they cut the truck off after they pushed it back.
Damn,
you
said
for 195. I need to get that super nigga. This ain't nothing I'm telling y'all.
Boss,
my own fucking eyes.
Boss, they said they got to stop you when you, they ain't say you lying, but they said they got to straighten you. Boss, who that was on with that spark plug wrench?
Say what that?
Who was on there with that spark plug wrench? Somebody said they were checking the number one plug. Check the plug, boss.
They sat there that long with the truck cut off to check your air pressure tires, to check the spark plugs and see how you did on the last pass and everything, man. They were still over there fucking.
Oh, man. Lord have mercy.
Now, to all the people that don't believe me, go look at the live video. I ain't got an idea.
Somebody hit the one button, straight box. Somebody hit the one button, straight box. Somebody please hit the one button. Boss, I ain't going to cuss you out. Hit the one button and thank you. And tell me, do you
tell
think Boss said the truth or
no, if you think I'm lying. If anybody think I'm lying, hit the one button and I will pull the video up and send it to your page.
Uh-oh.
You don't believe me.
Yeah.
I will do that. Don't believe me. Don't believe me. Go to Dog Live and believe your own damn eyes. You don't believe me. And this man going to tell us, y'all forgot, with no radiator in his car, say she didn't give up 195,
uh-oh,
y'all.
Oh, come on, boss.
Well, he's trying to look out for Andy. You know, I didn't plug it. He's trying to look out for Andy. But that damn it, part of the room, that dirty motherfucker tried to run me hard and wouldn't flip my guy.
He's mad the motherfucker, Andy.
Well, I unplugged it. He got to show, you know, solidarity. What word is that? Solidarity? Go ahead. But guess what? When I do the exact same thing, they on the guy that internet the next fucking hour. Say I'm trying to get there run day my heart. I ain't cut my car, though. I didn't push my car back.
Mm-hmm.
So, dog, I was fucking with Damon on the line for about 3 minutes to say I run him hot. But Animax fucking with him on the line for about 12 to 15 minutes but didn't run him hot. How come he didn't run 195 when I was running, dog? How did I run him hot? And I fucked right with him about 2 or 3 minutes. But these people over there cut their shit off, push it back off the line. Fuck with Jamie for 15 minutes, but the shit didn't run hot. We was fucking with them 15 minutes, but it ran hot. We're fucking with him for 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That don't sound right either, sir.
Mm-hmm.
If I would have did the exact same thing Andy Mack did last night, they would have disqualified me in 2 fucking seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know how shootout rules go. Now, sure how rules go. When Jamie cut that top light on, you got 7 minutes to go in there and cut your bulb off.
You got a point,
mm-hmm,
there, boss.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis out there with his bub on for goddamn, I take good, what, 120 seconds? Yeah.
And the Mexican pulled in. Yeah, you got a point there, bro.
This was not a grudge race. If it was a grudge race, and the Mexican did that shit, but this was a shootout. A shootout. Shootout, you know damn well. Jim told me last night, man, shootout, man, you're supposed to be a man all that long time.
Oh,
but
he
gave
that man. Ball almost got a point there. Ball got a point there now. Come on.
Better than me. They were counting me out as soon as they started pushing my shit back. Y'all know it. Tell the truth now. As soon as I started pushing my goddamn car back, they were counting me out. You know what it did? They told Jamie, come on, Jamie, come on up and go ahead on through. Y'all know that. I'm not lying. Every shootout, even Mike here had a shootout. If you was late getting up into that damn thing, Jamie went on up there and Jamie didn't wait on, what's the name of the boy? Jamie didn't wait on Jawbreaker. They told Jamie to wait on. They waited all night for God to have the back. Come on now. Somebody stupid. Tell it to me one man.
Sound like conspiracy, boss.
I'm just telling the truth. If somebody don't believe me, I will pull the video up and put it to your page. Don't believe what Lion Tony say. See your eyes. I got a lot. Believe your own eyes if you don't believe me. And then we're talking about your car didn't give a 195. That's an insult to all of us on this goddamn show. Well, I can't understand this, dog. If this shit didn't give a 195 with no radiator, what the fuck we putting on this money buying radiator for?
You got a point there, boss.
Why the fuck we buying all these grimy radiators for if this man can set the island and clean the shit up through the motor and didn't give a 195 or 10 minutes? What the fuck we need radiators for?
Yeah, Griffin could go out of business.
This man ain't got no radiator. They don't even get 200 degrees. Yes, it was a lie, y'all. Y'all can feel about it like you want to. But guess what? If a spade is a spade, a duck is a duck, a lie is a lie.
And a quack is a quack. And a quack is a quack.
And a quack is a quack. You better tell me like I'm stupid. It's 195.
If it talks like a duck. If it shit like a duck, and it
quack
like a duck,
what
the fuck
is
it?
Oh, shit.
It's
a duck.
Hey, Tony.
He's back.
All you got to do is go buy one, and you ain't got to have a radio neither, but you ain't got no fucking money to buy one. You can't get your car fixed.
Oh, Lord. Don't
come on, I just ask you that. Where do I need to get that shit that was sitting for me, guy? Because I need to get that. Y'all need to get that. Every drug race on this show needs to get that.
PayPal dog, $3,500, and I'll ship one to you.
Come on, Andy.
I ain't got a problem with that. What you going to ship me, though? A special kind of water pump? What you going to ship me?
You ain't gonna ship me no bullshit like you've been shipping us all this on this show all morning.
You ain't gonna ship me no bullshit with my $5. I wanna know what you gonna ship me to make my car go run hot without a radio. That's what I wanna know.
First of all, first thing you need to do is get your pistons in your motor and get your water out your oil and get all that.
Look here. But I done did all of that. But still, though, I need to correct how in the hell I'm going to get my car hop sitting over there 10, 15 minutes without a radio. I need to know that creature. Therefore, that's the point of shit. All of us want to know about that shit. We know what to do if we burn a system. We know what to do if goddamn we throw a rod. We know what to do to get our shit back to 195 running 15 minutes after you're king to knock it through the motor and did a bun out. That's what we need to know. Because we don't know. Anybody else about know that? Know about that?
Top secret.
I damn sure don't. I want to know, though. The fuck
Tony,
I need to really read it before I can wait on my goddamn car.
They just go through the heads, Tony, so they don't get as hot as fast, Tony. But you got that old antique dinosaur you got for an engine, so you won't know nothing about that.
Come on, Andy.
So, wait. Let me get this straight. You say.
Yeah, get it straight.
Even though your water, back in the days, I remember being dog. We used to run our goddamn block filled with cement and stuff. And it tells don't run it long now because you know ain't no water going through the block. You remember that, dog?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, this man is killing us.
No, he said key
he
word.
Us
he
to
said,
just
one
water
dumb.
Through our heads, and then your motor run cooler. Dude, hey, everybody on the show, do y'all listen to what this man trying to tell us like we some goddamn nuts? This man say, just run motor through your head, your motor won't get hot. Y'all believe what the man telling us?
Tony, you're talking
Tell
about today. All this what you said today, do you have a deposit together yet, or are you still talking?
Damn.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, you got a deposit together?
I was at the trailer at night racing my car.
I'm just asking.
I made more passes than you last night, Andy. No,
Tony, I'm just asking. Tony, do you have any money to put a deposit up?
Oh, shit.
Yes, I do.
Yes or no?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes.
When do you want to lock in, Tony? Next question.
Uh-uh.
Whenever King of the Goddamn Track brought me in, because I won't. What are you talking? You ain't got shit. You ain't got nothing.
That's next year. Tony, that's next year. When do you want to race before the first of the year, Tony?
Yeah,
this ain't got nothing to do with dog. You stay on this. You put your phone on mute.
I'm on mute, bro.
Okay. Do I get more credit winning the loser or beating the loser or beating the winner?
Either one of them you can lock in, Tony. I'll lock you in with either one. I ain't got to call.
No, I want to beat the damn winner. I don't want to beat no loser. I want to beat the winner.
Right.
The fuck am I going to be the loser for?
Okay.
Hell, if I beat you, they're going to say he should have been Animag. Beat nobody else.
All right, Tony. Tony, 3 o'clock Saturday, I'll lock you in 5 on 3,000 or better. Trouble versus Ghostbusters. And what you want to do? And I ain't even calling nobody. I might lose 500. What do you want to do, Tony? Since you want to run the winner,
and
what do you want to do?
Listen,
no, I'm just asking. I'm
a dirty motherfucker, but I never kick a man when he's down. I'm not gonna kick a man when he's down. Now. I'm not gonna.
Who are you kicking when he's down? So you saying Tim's down right now?
You should be thinking you did something and you lost to the king of the king. Crack that thing.
No, I'm asking you.
How did you up and you lost King of the Trump last night? You up? You down right now. I'll wait till you get your transmission fixed and everything, then we'll talk. Take your time, get the transmission fixed, and we can talk. That now I ain't gonna fuck with you while you down, man. I ain't gonna do you like you do me. When my car tore up at the damn track, you laughed at me, but I'm not gonna do that to you. Two wrongs don't make no right. In my book.
Damn.
You spit up your food last and called my shit tore up, but I'm not going to do you like that. Because two wrongs, I never believe two wrongs make a right.
Tony, I'm asking you a serious question. Do you
two rights make a
right? Just between me and Bob. Everybody else put your phone on mute.
I done answered that question 5 times for you. I said no. What did you want me to do? Spit it out for you?
So, dog, why you got this non-racing fucking clown on the phone?
There you go. Now you try to tell a dog how to run his show. That goddamn boy, how the hell a loser got the right to tell anybody how to run their shit?
So
you can't tell a dog how to run his show.
Dog.
You lost last night.
So,
now, Jamie can get over here and tell a dog
Tony,
how to run his show because
Tony,
he won.
Tony,
he was a loser.
Tony, you lost too. You didn't show up, man. Your car
and I lost it.
I ain't told dog,
and I still ain't told dog how to run this show. You telling dog what he need to do on his show when you the fucking loser.
Okay.
The winners do that,
dog.
You don't get a chance to lose and call
day.
Shot.
Y'all let this motherfucker talk to himself all day.
We
done
had a good day. Don't tell
get.
Us we already had a good day. You lost last night. We done had a good day. You in past kids, man. We done had a good day. Don't tell us nothing that we looking for. We done find what we're looking for. You fucked up and got fucked up last night, Andy. Period. If you don't believe it, go watch the whole live video if you don't believe us. Dog, how's your man going to tell you how to run your show?
Oh, man, not to seeing is believing.
How are you going to tell a dog how to run his show? Then go here and lie to Tim about your greed to split, but you ain't tell Jamie. You know, Jamie, dog. Oh, dog, can you ask one question for me?
Andy, can I ask a question?
Leon, can you ask a question for me?
Andy told me to shut up. Oh, yeah, and Leon, I'm just the host. Go ahead, Leon.
Leon.
Yeah, dog, I'm gone. I'm out of here.
Leaky.
No, don't leave me, man.
Hey, Leon, can I ask you a question?
Well, you can ask me.
Anybody on the phone, I'm going to ask one question. Can one person ask a question for me?
Come on, Bob. I have to come on.
I mean, it's a serious question. I want somebody's opinion. Dog.
Come on, Bob.
In your honest opinion, do you think if Andy and Tim had agreed to split the pot, they wouldn't tell Jamie?
Oh, man.
No.
Not the odd man
out.
In
my honest opinion, no.
I know, I told right. They've been told, James. Ain't no way in the fuck Tim wants to sit there and tell James, hey, James, we already agreed to split the pot, man, so you ain't got to go out there and try to kill him. Y'all about this old no Tim would have told James this bullshit, man. That's why I don't know why Tim get on here and lie to us like we fucking stupid. I mean, the lies that Tim and Phil have been telling lately, man, we know them lies. Ain't no way in the fuck. Tim not going to tell his driver that they already split the pot. I mean, they're sitting there talking. They're getting ready to, you know, get the bottle warm. They're trying to do all this shit. Tim going to tell, hey, damn, you know, we don't split the pot, you know, so ain't no big thing. How the hell Jamie don't know about they split the pot, dog? That's basically what I'm trying to say.
Got a point there, boss.
Oh, yeah, that's embarrassing.
They don't understand, man. I may look dumb. I may look stupid, but I'm not goddamn dumb and stupid. I'm real got a head on my shoulder. And the way in the hell, I'm over going to do some shit like that. And then on top of that, Jamie told me, and the man didn't even want to split. So, dog, in your honest opinion, where did Jamie get that from? They didn't want to split. Who he got it from, dog? I mean, we do a little investigation. Where did Jamie get that from? Who told him this? Think about it, y'all. Who could have told Jamie that Andy didn't want to split the pot? Who? It had to be, if somebody told him, it had to be Phil. It had to be Andy Mack himself. Ain't nobody else. Jamie had to get that from somebody. Or Tim.
Got a point. You got a point there, boss.
Y'all think about it now. Just imagine you was on jury duty and you hear this bullshit lie. What y'all going to do? Guilty. You know what they say? How in the hell, Jamie, he run everything. Everything go through Jamie. Everybody know Jamie Lockie in the races. Jamie drive the car. Jamie talk the shit. How in the hell, Jamie ain't going to know the races already to agree to split before the race?
I'm not lying, boss.
I mean, Tim don't think we can split with or something, man.
My.
We stupid. I don't know how many people on this show, y'all should be offended for how this motherfucker tell some stupid shit like we supposed to be dumb enough to believe that stupid shit when we hear stupid shit. Jamie going to do, I don't care if Jamie tempts you on 100 when he crank his car up. That man going to do a burnout, good burnout, put it in reverse, back it up slow, sit there, wait a little while, then he going to purge. Okay, after he purge, he going to clean the notches out. Whoop out, whoop out, whoop out. When Jamie doing this, they simultaneously pushing the truck back. We can't get a time frame on now, y'all.
They're pushing
the truck back. Four or five of them pushing that truck back. It was running when they were backing it up, pushing it back. They get about 18 feet behind the damn tree. They cut it off. I'm telling Jamie over there, they broke. They're going on. They broke. And they broke. But Tim sitting up there saying, don't know what to do. Jamie don't know what to do. Nobody's going to do. The track officials over there helping. The track people over there helping Andy Mack. So now Andy Mack finally, like saying, we was playing by he checked the tires and all that stuff, but he sat there a long fucking time. Jamie still over the island. Then they finally cranked the truck back up. After sitting there about 3 minutes, they finally cranked the truck back up. Where's the nitrous? Clean up. And y'all see a man sit up there and tell me, wouldn't mind you now, no radiator. He gonna tell us this shit didn't get up but going 95.
Oh man,
now,
I thought that was a highway.
To be some dumb shit like that, you need to get off the phone. Shit like that just don't work. And y'all know ain't nobody on the phone had more race cars than me. I personally know that's a fucking lie, especially if you ain't got no rated.
I'm not lying, boss.
And then y'all listen to this. Now, I ain't through yet. I ain't listening now. Try to make us to believe that lie. Hey, Tony, are y'all? You don't have to do it. The water's just going through your damn head. Don't go through your block. Your boys don't get hot as quick. Now, who the fuck gonna believe us do shit like that?
If there ain't no water going through your block, you know your shit gonna get hotter quicker.
Hey, you got a point there, boss.
Not if it's billet.
Not if it's
billet.
Not if it's
billet.
Who
that
said that? Who said that?
Not as what now? I mean, go ahead and talk. I'm kind of tired of it. Go ahead and talk.
Y'all scared of that from? You said not if it's Billy. Come on. We need to know.
Speak up. Forever, hold your peace.
All right, hand me that one.
These motherfuckers get on the scope.
I'm trying to figure out who get on the phone to believe that you're talking to all that shit and without a... Everybody know. Hold on. Guess what, y'all? Guess what, now? I did this one time. You can run a car without a water pump, but you run a car without a radio. But guess what you got to do? You got to go and do your burn-in, stop at the tree, and be ready to go. You ain't no sitting over there bullshitting.
You got to park there, boss.
Do what you got to do, your burn-in, go straight to the tree, and cut your light on, and get ready to go.
You ain't got forever.
So how in the fuck this man got a radio to sit over there at least 8 to 9 minutes and don't run hot after you need to burn in and clean up the motor? Damn, that's a lot, man.
Okay,
yeah,
you
got
to turn the water going through your
car.
Who that working
on the car, man?
Who
that working on the car?
Mute
your phone, please.
Please. Come on,
Lambo.
Hey, dog, hold on a second.
Well, boss, I gotta admit, you said the same shit over and over now, boss.
Because I'm waiting on something. I'm saying it, dog. I'm waiting on somebody to straighten me. Evidently, ain't nobody straightening me.
Somebody was scared to come on and tell us about the Billy Block.
Okay, what block you got? Ain't no block gonna sit up there and you did a burn in and clean up your car and all that shit. Sit there 10, 12 minutes. And goddamn it, don't run hotter than 195.
Don't y'all make me get hurt on that. Man, if I could, anyway you could
crank your car up, roll through the water, the burnout box, do a burn in, clean your car out, go through the motor with the nitrous, and set that 12 minutes, and your shit give a 195. Earn a hang up on us, man.
Maybe he had a tip of the day like the air gauge. Don't go for 195, bro. Man, earn a hang up on us, man, because you know what? He deserves a hang up on us, because we'll be insulting him.
Yeah, so don't tell motherfuckers don't know the answer to that. I don't need to be talking to them. That's why they made up that bullshit about don't piss on my head and tell me it's raining. For stupid shit people tell you like that just told us today. That's why they made that you phrase got, up.
You got a point there, boss.
I mean that's just the way it is, boss. That is the way it is. Dog. Hey, dog. When did I ask you another question? I'm trying to jump the subject. Did you see all my comments the last half?
Wait, I was trying to get her in it on stuff.
Oh, you ain't done gone. Willie Julian.
Willie? No, you got to call him Willie.
Yeah.
There you go. That Willie is.
You see the comment last half last night?
Yeah, they say you look pretty good, though, boss.
Good point.
Y'all supposed to race tomorrow, bro.
Yeah, I got to test one more time. I got to get there early and test.
Yeah. Well, I open the blog talk show so everybody can hear the shit that goes on in the morning show. And they do just like anything else. They won't talk. Now, when I get off this show, don't y'all motherfuckers call me because I ain't answering that fucking phone because you got all day to get on here just like you do on the back.
Yo, they call you talking about clip me in on the morning show. Clip me in on the morning show. Clip me in on the morning show.
Now we got a show with open, we got open lines and everybody on get on. Ain't got no talk.
Open for them. Open for them.
They don't.
Thought I was doing it, dog.
Maybe, dog, they heard enough lies for the day. That nigga ain't saying that.
Ain't no different than motherfucker get to the race. Like, it don't race.
They
motherfucker get on the show and don't
talk.
You know how it goes.
Come on. Come on,
Kate. Damn. They tell the truth. They tell the motherfucking truth. My man, I don't know. I thought you was still in the hospital. Yeah, I'm just saying, I try to get my ball on Eric because we had so many motherfuckers trying to get on this. We had so many motherfuckers trying to get on this morning, boss. I just said, we'll do a show so we can get on.
I got to get on the internet and find out what kind of water that man using.
We're going way back, boss. All the two of them, boss. I need one of them too, boss.
I'm gonna get five gallons of that holy water. I need to get some.
It's a John Deere water. We need that, bro. All right, man. Look at that. Y'all, we have the rest of y'all day. I'm going to get out of here, bro. I'm like you. I'm going to get out of here. Y'all have a good day. All right, later, y'all. All right.